You know what? You know how much it would cost to go to the doctor to get your ears cleaned out as good as you're getting them cleaned out right now? It's called shock therapy. All right. All right, here we go. Mark chapter 4, verse 35. You got your Bible? Say amen. You don't say on me. And at the same day, when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. Y'all say that with me. Let us pass over to the other side. Didn't say anything about stopping midway. He didn't say anything about it getting stopped on the way. He said, remember, remember that. You got to remember that. Let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him and took him even as into the ship. And there were also there other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the winds beat into the ship, so that it was now full. The word full means it's overloaded. It's getting ready to sink, okay? It's getting ready to sink. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, screaming, what am I going to do now, God? What was he doing? He was asleep on a pillow. Not just asleep on a pillow. He was getting comfortable. And they awake him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the great wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they were exceedingly, and they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Father, we love you. We praise your name. We thank you for your grace, your mercy. We thank you, God, for this day. We know, God, you're alive and well and on the throne, God. We know, Lord, that you're moving in a very powerful way. I thank you, God, for what you do and for what you say in your word. And God, I thank you, Lord, that the power of your promise still stands. And we thank you for it right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And the church said, look at somebody and tell them, very mean it when you say it, because somebody needs to say that to somebody today and mean it. The past is behind us. The future is ahead of us. God is with us. And nothing shall be impossible. In the name of Jesus, amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise as you're being seated. Amen. An archaeologist was digging in the Negev Desert in Israel, and he came upon a tomb containing a mummy. After examining it, he called the curator of this prestigious natural history museum. I just discovered a 3,000-year-old mummy of a man who died of heart failure. This scientist said he died of a heart attack. The curator replied, bring him in, we'll check it out. A week later, the amazed curator called the archaeologist and said, you're right about the mummy's age and the cause of death. How in the world did you know? Easy. There was a piece of paper in his hand that said 10,000 shekels on Goliath. That'll do it. All right, let me sit down for a while. We're going to sit down and just kind of talk to you. Can I just talk to you for a minute? If I get excited, it'll be all right. I'll get them to go and move again. We're going to talk about, pardon me for the interruption. God says this. Pardon me for the interruption. Peace in spite of the storm. Now, I want to talk to you today about a peace that doesn't depend on the weather. It doesn't depend on the news cycle. It doesn't depend on the condition of your bank account. It's a peace that doesn't evaporate when the storm clouds roll in, a peace that doesn't shake when the winds start blowing, a peace that doesn't run when the waves get high. I'm talking about the peace of Jesus Christ. It's the most powerful peace there is anywhere. The peace that stands up in the middle of a storm and says, peace, be still. Now, this after a storm, the sun's going to shine again. Look out there, and the sun's shining again today. Amen. Looked like it was kind of doubtful last Sunday, but look at it now. It's shining again. There's still remnants everywhere of all that snow, but the sun did shine again. Look at somebody and said, the sun did shine again. Now, I want you to speak to your own spirit right now. Speak to your own spirit, because it's heavy because of the trials and the storms that you're facing right now. I'm not talking about snow. And I want you to speak to your spirit and say, the sun is going to shine again. Say it to yourself. The sun is going to shine again. Now look at somebody beside you and say, the sun is going to shine again. Amen? Now, the storm may have interrupted our rhythm, but it did not interrupt God's plan. Amen? We still had church. We just had it from our living rooms. Amen? We still had church. Wasn't as fun as being here, but it still was a whole lot better than having to sit there and climb the walls while the snow had us. It was high. I had to bring my giraffe in. I did. And y'all saw my dinosaur too, didn't you? Somebody wrote to me and said, how about that one dinosaur riding another one? The weather may have shut down God's house, but it didn't shut God down. Come on, tell me, it didn't shut God down. Say, it didn't shut God down. And it didn't shut down his purpose. Amen? So I came to declare this with an assurance today, and I want you to help me declare it during this whole time we got together about the power of God, the power of his peace in the middle of the greatest storm that you may ever face. All right? So now, I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you right now, and I'm talking to somebody who's been in a storm. Who, I'm not talking about a drizzle. I'm not talking about a cloudy day. I'm talking about a storm. Amen? Get ready. This ain't snow we're talking about. This is a storm in your mind, in your family, in your finances, in your emotions, in your body, in your health, on your job. I'm talking about a storm that is tearing you all apart on the inside. And you're wondering, God, do you see me? Do you care? I'm claiming the word. I'm standing on it. And I'm still not seeing you. And the enemy whispers in your ear, you're not going to make it through this. I'll let us sit for a while. Don't raise your hands. But how many in here right now this week has heard the enemy whisper, you're not going to make it through this one? Wow. So then let's move on a little bit further. We're going to see some stuff. We're going to make the devil mad. Somebody says, make the devil mad. Amen. We want him on the front doorstep pouting. Amen. Really? Another storm? You know, it's like one Sunday we're out for ice. Amen. And it wasn't as bad as they said it was going to be. The next Sunday, it was out for snow, and it was worse than they said it was going to be. Amen. But it's okay. See, here's some storm facts. I'm not talking about Jim Cantora and all those guys at the weather station. I'm not talking about that. Storms don't usually send invitations. If I got an invitation, I would reject it. I'd send it back and say, cancel my invitation. Amen. They don't knock politely. They don't wait for a convenient moment. Most of the time in our life, storms in our family, on our jobs, in our own spirit shows up unannounced, uninvited. And the worst part is it's unrelenting. It just keeps on nagging and nagging and nagging. But you know what? I got some good news. You want to hear some? Look at this. Will you trust him in the storm? In one word, he created the wind and the waves. In one word, he can tell them to be still. Amen? So I got some good news. Get ready. Ready? Storms don't scare Jesus. Y'all say this out loud with me together. Ready? Jesus ain't no scaredy cat. Jesus ain't no scaredy cat. Amen. Winds may roar, waves may rise, the boat may shake. The snow may shut our county down. Amen. But Jesus is still the master of the storm. He's still the master. He's out there wearing an overcoat, out there trying to figure out what he's going to do, standing out there with a sling psychometer, spinning it around going, let me see what we're going to do next. What am I going to do? No, he knows. And he's got the answer for you today. So here's three thoughts to get you through your storm. And I guarantee you, I can guarantee you, everybody in here is going through at least, I'm not talking about the snow, I'm not talking about the ice. Everybody in here is going through at least one storm, if not multiple storms, at the same time, right now. And I want to speak to you very clearly and very distinctly that everything is going to be okay. Amen? Amen. Sometimes God calms the storm. Sometimes he lets the storm rage and he calms his child. See, storms are real, but so is the Savior. Amen? Y'all say that with me. The storm is real, but so is the Savior. Again, storms are sudden, they're violent, they're unpredictable, but in the middle of all that, stuff that you can't determine, Jesus is present. He is powerful, and he cannot be shaken. Amen? So listen carefully. Just as I want you to remember this. You got to put this in your spirit and zip it in good. Ready? The storm doesn't define you. His presence does. Amen? Come on. The storm does not define you. His presence does. You know, it's amazing. You see people that would not even think about going in a house on fire, going in a ditch with the car flipped over. But once they got trained, once they realized God had called them and they got trained and they had the proper PPE and all of that, they jump in gladly and they take care of business, even risking their own life. Well, you know something? Today's part of that training. You're getting your PPE right now. Amen? You're getting it right now. What you need for when the storm comes. Remember, it's real. Get ready. Here, let's go. Let's go a little bit deeper. When the storm has swept by, the wicked are gone, but the righteous shall stand firm. Proverbs 10:26. Amen? So, here it goes. Again, the storm is real. But so is the Savior. Verse 37 said, a great storm arose. A great storm. The Greek, in the Greek, for that great storm, it means a violent, unexpected whirlwind. Can you imagine? In your boat, following the directions of Jesus, and a waterspout comes your way with a great wind. And you know if it hits you, you're a goner. And it's coming right for you. How many in here has ever felt that fear? Ever felt that here it goes, it's over now, you might as well pack your bags because it's gone. You see, this storm came out of nowhere, just like these storms in our lives. Many of them, they come out of nowhere. Everything's going good. Everything's going right. And all of a sudden, panic takes over. The disciples were panicking. Wow. They've got Jesus on board, and they're panicking. Matter of fact, it says the waves beat into the ship. That word waves beat into the ship in the Greek means seizing one and leading it off as a prisoner. Are you a prisoner to your storm? Are you a prisoner to what you're going through? Is God taking you, or is the storm taking you? Is God guarding you in the middle of it? Or are you just being held captive to that storm? Have you ever thought about it that way? Those disciples put Jesus on board for being handcuffed and being pulled away. Some of y'all in here right now, if you're not careful, or maybe you already have, you're sitting here with handcuffs on right now. And you're needing God to do something. You see, I'm going to get down into some more Greek, okay? Let's break this down. The storm is real, but so is the Savior. They're fearing for their lives. They're being held captive by the storm. And where's Jesus? He's asleep. You see, Jesus being asleep wasn't a sign of weakness. It was a sign of the incarnation. Although he was 100% God, he was 100% man, and the man part of him, the humanity part of him, was tired. And he was asleep. And it wasn't the storm that woke him. It was the cry of his disciples that woke him. You see, he's not pacing. He's not panicking. He's not wringing his hands. He's not sucking on a bottle of Maalox. He's dead asleep. Get ready. You ready, person? Y'all do this. Break them chains. Do this. Break them chains. Come on, do it again. Break them chains. One more time. Break them chains. Now say, thank you, Lord. All right. Why was he not panicking? Because the storm did not threaten him. The storm did not intimidate him. And the storm did not have authority over him. I want to say that one more time. Here's a good chance to shout, to clap, whatever, but listen. The storm did not threaten him. It did not intimidate him. It didn't have authority over him. He lay there with his head on a pillow asleep while it seemed like all hell was breaking loose. He was at peace. Why? Because he knew it could not control him. It had never held his hands. He was always free. Praise God. Here's your first challenge. Maybe it's a question. Where have you allowed the storm in your life to become more real to you than the Savior? Where have you, in your own personal journey, allowed the storm to become so much more real than Jesus that you're sitting there just like this? It's powerful. So next. Well, I love this. Ready? Fear questions God. Faith awakens his word. Fear questions God. Faith awakens his word. Watch this. Fear says, I know none of y'all said this week. Don't you care? Why'd you let this happen? Aren't you going to fix this, God? Fear says, don't you care, God? But faith remembers. He said, let us go to the other side. Oh, come on. Come on. Fear says, what's going on, God? Are you going to fix this? But faith says, he said, we're going to the other side. We going to the other side. If we got, look, he said, we're going to go to the other side. If we got to get out and walk all the way, we're going to make it. So here's your application. Ready? Let God's promises be stronger than your panic. Again, we're going to do this again, but when we do it this time, you're going to say this with me. Look, you're going to do this and say, as you're doing it, say, God's promise is stronger than my panic. Ready? God's promise is stronger than my panic. Do it again. God's promise is stronger than my panic. Let's break her down again. Ready? We're going to break her down. We're going to break it down again. We're going to keep breaking it down till we're down to the itty bitty. Fear attacks God's character. We just said this. Fear forgets and says God doesn't care. That God forgot me, God left me, God isn't listening. But faith remembers the first thing Jesus said. Somebody really lean forward a little bit for this one. Lean forward. They just lean forward and hear really good. If Jesus said, let us go to the other side, you are not dying in the middle. Come on. If Jesus said you're going to make it to the other side, you're not dying in the middle. God's got you. Come on, one more time. I'm not dying in the middle. I'm not dying in the middle. Say that. I'm not dying in the middle. Here's the next challenge. What promise did God give you that you stopped believing when the storm hit? I told some of y'all this years ago, but I remember one day we were sitting, I was pastoring in Bath, and there was a girl that had sometimes had hard times breathing, and she sometimes had asthma attacks and other things. And one day one of the guys got up and just started running out of the church. And I said, and grabbing this girl, I said, what is wrong? He said, she's having problems breathing. And I said, well, let us pray for her. He goes, we ain't got time for prayer. And he ran out the door. And I said, God, bless this man right now, this father. Take away this panic. In about 3 seconds, he come walking back in. He said, hold it, before we go anywhere, let's pray for my daughter. And we prayed for her, and God fixed her right then and there. Not always. Sometimes you still got to have that doctor. And as a matter of fact, he went and took her to the doctor, make sure. I said, you take her to that doctor, make sure everything's all right. He did. But when the storm hit, he stopped believing that God was still in control. So now, when it was through, I said almost. Jesus doesn't just calm the storms. He confronts them. Oh, come on, people. Some of y'all need to know that God's just not going, woo, be gone. He said, no, I'm taking care of business. Get away from my child. Leave my child alone. Leave that family alone. He said, peace, be still, which also means peace. It means be muzzled. You see, the storm's not sovereign. Jesus is. Amen? So, just remember this. Right now, stuff you're going through right now, Jesus is speaking to what's happening to you. He's speaking to it. And he's got a divine throttle on it. Satan may have his hand on the gun, but Jesus has got his hand on the throttle. So, listen. Peace is spiritual authority, not emotional comfort. If we could get that in our mind right now, well, I feel so much better. No, I'm glad you're feeling better. Let me tell you something. I love it. Feel better. But peace is spiritual authority, not emotional comfort. I've sat there and been counseling people, all kinds of people, all kinds of places, inmates and whoever, and have them jump across the table at me. Out of nowhere. Just jump across the table. And I go, you can stop that now. In the name of Jesus, he got this. I mean, they see me calm and cool. Not picking up down 911. It's amazing what happens. You see, I didn't feel good, but I knew I had spiritual authority. Wow. If some of y'all could get that in your mind today. When you're getting ready to lose it, when you're getting ready to blow your top, when you're getting ready to let somebody hold it, you're getting ready to give a piece of your mind, I promise you, you can't afford to give any more mind away. The wind ceased. I love this. It said it ceased. I love it. Listen, that word ceased in the Greek means to sink. To sink to rest as if exhausted by a beating. To lay down and sink after being beat to death. So what was beating you to death? Jesus speaks the word with his spiritual authority. Takes care of business. And then it's got to lay down. It's got to lay down. So now, the Bible tells us that Jesus stands up and he rebukes the wind. That's very powerful. He didn't negotiate with it. Well, listen here. He didn't negotiate with it. He didn't tolerate it. He confronted it. Let that sink very strong in there. You see, Jesus, he speaks to what's happening to you because he knows. He loves you. These, he didn't know. These, he had no idea I was talking about the storm today. He had no idea. And all this stuff he's talking about was fear not and trust God and reach out to him. The whole praise and worship. I don't tell him. The only time I've told him anything, I said, on the Sunday that Brother Pollock's here, I do want you to do all 60s. So hopefully we're going to do all 60s. On that Sunday, but other than that, I don't tell him what to do. They said, you go ahead and let God lead you. Jesus speaks to what's speaking to you. Some of y'all are being spoke to right now. You're still hearing. You're still not going to make it through this. You're still hearing it. He's still there telling you, yeah, he can say that, but he don't know what you're going through. He don't know where you've been. He don't know the load you're taking. He don't know what the doctor said to you. And you're not going to make it through this one. You need to tell that voice inside of you that you are a lie. And rebuke it in the name of Jesus through spiritual authority right now. Amen? Amen. Watch. If fear is speaking, God speaks louder. If anxiety is speaking, God speaks stronger. If the storm is speaking, Jesus speaks with authority. Here's the next challenge, which is a question. Ready? What voice has been louder than Jesus in your life? Matter of fact, not just louder than the voice of Jesus in your life, drowns out the voice of Jesus in your life. You see, Jesus was calm, listen carefully, because he was rooted in God's presence. The disciples were fearful because they were rooted in the circumstances. That's something. You see, God's silence does not mean absence. Jesus cares even when you don't feel like it. Jesus has authority over what overwhelms you. Faith is not the absence of storms, but it's peace that is not found in calm waters. Amen? Let's bring it home. DC, get ready. We're getting ready to get you up here to play some. Won't be long now. Let's bring it home. Ready? Here it comes. Stop interpreting God's silence as absence. Hold on to the last word that you know Jesus gave you. Hold on to it. Don't let go. Invite Jesus in. Here it is. Invite Jesus into the boat, not just into the storm. Did you hear me? Invite Jesus into your boat, not just into your storm. Peace is not the absence of trouble, but it's the presence of Jesus. So ready? Here it goes. Ready? I wrote this down because I didn't want us to lose any of this. And I want us all to get every little bit. I want to milk it for every little bit we can get out of it. Everybody stand. I'm going to get y'all to do a power declaration in just a minute, but let me just do this first. If you're in a storm, if you're in a battle, if you're in a season where the waves are high, if you're tired of rowing, if you're tired of panicking, if you're tired of pretending that you're okay, don't worry about anybody around you. I want you to lift your hands. Just lift. Don't matter who's looking. Don't matter who's around you. Just lift those hands. Now look up on this screen. Ready? I want y'all to say this with me. Get ready. I confess that the peace of God is my portion. I have peace in the storm because Jesus is in my boat. Y'all get that? One more. I have peace in my mind because my thoughts are stayed on Him. I have peace in my relationships because I choose forgiveness and boundaries. I have peace in my spirit because God's peace guards my heart and my mind. I refuse to be ruled by fear. I refuse to be swayed by anxiety. I refuse to be controlled by conflict. I refuse to be divided in my mind. Now, I've already got people coming up here. If you want to come up here and pray, you can come up here and pray. That's fine. Well, it's all just to pray. Pray where you're at, or come up here and pray at this altar, or you can come and stand at the altar, whatever you want to do. Father, we love you. We praise your name. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, God, because you are God. You got a strong hand, God, and you know how to lift us up. And we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your strong hand. We thank you for what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. 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 Glory to the Lamb of God. Bless her, Lord. Bless her, Lord. Bless her, Lord. Bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yeah, go ahead. Got it? Need more than two. You, oh, here. Oh, here. Okay. All right. You all right? All right. Hold on. Bless you, Lord. Lord, bless her right now. Lord, lift her up. Strengthen her, Father. And I thank you for healing her body. And Lord, healing everything, Lord, that's going on in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. And Lord, speak peace to all this. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Father, we love you. We praise your name. I thank you for this precious man. Ask you to bless him, Lord, and let this test come back negative. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you. Amen. Chester, what's that? I pray for him. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead. But we can hear you better. You got it? And then you don't help her get set down. Yeah, I did. Well, turn around and we're going to, let me get all the deacons to pray for her, too. Hold still. We get all the deacons to pray for you, too. Hold on. Come here. We're going to pray for her. Everybody. Come on. Everybody put your hands. This lady had a big fall today, but she was so excited about coming to church, she didn't go climb back in the house. She came over here, and she hurt herself. Put your hand on her chest. The Lord says, Father, we love you. We praise your name. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your healing power and for your healing virtue. Lord, we know, God, that you're not just going to say peace be still, but you're going to speak to the storm. We thank you for speaking and confronting it. You're not intimidated by it. Touch her right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for healing her body in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory, 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 glory. Glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Guess what? We can do that. Okay. You know what? We're going to believe God's going to fix that. Right? In the name of Jesus. Touch my sister right now. Bless her, Lord, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. No more staples. Lord, no more staples. No more staples. Say it with me. No more staples. No more staples. We thank you, God. Say no more seizures. No more seizures. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Honor her faith, God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. That's right. That's right. That's right. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Good stuff. Yeah. Peace. Not intimidated. That's right. He steps right in it.